We continue our conversation on a local conference that kicked off yesterday. GRCC and its Social Science Department presents the Race and Ethnicity Conference running through Wednesday. Yesterday, opening speaker Dr. Marie Price spoke on immigration in a global age. And yes, come Tuesday evening, hear words from my next guest, keynote out of Ferris State University and the Jim Crow Museum. Hello to you, Dr. David Pilgrim. Hello to you, Dr. Pilgrim.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here. I know we hear you. Tuesday night, 6 to 7:30 p.m., all events for this conference held in the Calkins Science Center Auditorium. After we say our goodbyes, I'll give the contact information. But let's get an elevator pitch of you, please.
Okay. I've been at Ferris State University for 20 years, founded the Jim Crow Museum probably 12, 13 years ago, originally from Mobile, Alabama, and I'm a resident of Rockford, Michigan.
You are, and we're glad to have you here in our backyard. Let's talk Jim Crow Museum.
Okay, well, the purpose of, it's actually a 5,000, though we're getting closer to 6,000 piece of a very small room. We use the objects to these objects of intolerance to teach tolerance. I'm pleased to say that in that little room, we're having some of the deepest discussions of race relations and racism that are probably occurring in this country. We have two traveling exhibits, which also take the lessons of the museum around the country. And we have a website, www.ferris.edu/Jim Crow. And if people are interested in visiting it and can't remember the URL, they can just go to Google and type in Jim Crow Museum.
Yes. You are using this museum in your teaching at all?
Well, you know, I'm not teaching now. I taught for 17 years. I'm a sociologist. But we have dozens of our faculty who use the objects in the museum to teach. And we also have people who come from other universities, sometimes entire classes. We've had people from Notre Dame or colleges in Ohio and the like. We also have individual scholars who come there and do research. But it's primarily a learning laboratory located on the Big Rapids campus. And, again, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of people that come to that little room each year.
Yeah. I'm on your website. Very interactive. Your mission, again, to promote racial tolerance by helping people understand the historical and contemporary expressions of intolerance. You offer, a question of the month. You share letters to the Jim Crow Museum.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get lots of letters, and what I do is I pick one of them each month and convert it into a question. And so we also have a question of the month. But yes, we get many, many letters.
You are looking for an expansion.
Well, yes, we've been trying to move from that little room for probably 5 years, and you know, you think $1 million is not, in terms of museum construction, is not a whole lot of money, but we've had a very difficult time. And my in addition to the fact that we're living in a state that is hurting economically, my idea is that it's somewhat controversial, and I think the name kind of throws people off. So we've had a difficult time with foundations, with individuals, with others, just trying to get support for the museum.
Well, then remind them that it's the largest publicly accessible collection of racist artifacts in the country. And as I know, your expanded space and will enhance the multimedia displays and more. So, again, yes, head to ferris.edu/Jim Crow to see how we can help out. How will you, what will be your address come Tuesday night, please, Dr. Pilgrim?
Well, I think, first of all, I'll introduce the audience to the museum and its mission, its vision, and its work. And from there, I'll discuss sort of a question that I've been hearing a lot, which is whether or not the U.S. is now a post-racial society. And in order to address that, what I'm going to do is take some images of the Obama family and see if some of the traditional stereotypes and caricatures have been applied to them. And then probably finish. I always like to try to finish with something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe talk about some of the good work that's being done in our country in terms of racial reconciliation and the general work that's done making the U.S. more democratic and egalitarian.
Can you give us an example?
Well, in terms of personal activism, I don't know if you need the name of a particular organization or not.
Whatever you're comfortable with, let's put
okay.
it that way. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you never know with people, whether or not they want you to single them out. But I think of a group like Tolerance.org, which, and actually they're on our advisory board, but what they do is they send speakers around the country, they put on programming. Much of the diversity training in this country, I have to tell you, I don't think it's well thought out and well received, but the diversity training that's done by Tolerance.org, I think it's good because it focuses on people sitting down and engaging in meaningful, honest, open dialogue. And that's consistent with what we do in the museum, which is to sit people in a room and to really, really, really talk about where we've been, where we are as a nation, and where we'd like to go.
So, again, providing a safe environment.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, what I've discovered is that, you know, there are people that say that, you know, we don't need to talk about race anymore. This is something that we've solved. We're tired of talking about it. But the reality is that people talk about race all the time. They talk about it in corridors. They talk about it at the dinner table. They talk about it in places where they feel safe. But often, there are places where their ideas go unchallenged. And I think that a place can be safe and yet challenging. And again, that's what we do in the museum, is that we get rid of a lot of the shallow sort of knee-jerk conversations that you hear about race, and not just race, but also sexism and issues that impact other groups. And I think in order for this country to be what I hope it will continue to become, we have to have those honest dialogues, and we have to have places where people feel safe doing that.
All right, there we are. Much more. Tuesday night would be your keynote as the keynote speaker for GRCC's Social Science Department Race and Ethnicity Conference. Just a final question before your contact information. Obviously, it's a no-brainer. These type of conferences are important to share to the youth, to the students.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would wager that the majority of the people that come through our museum are young people. We actually don't allow very young people into the museum, but certainly college age, high school age, young people, they want to know. In many cases, there's a thirst among them to understand deeper the kinds of things that ail us or challenge us as a nation.
All right. How do we find out more about you, Dr. Pilgrim, and, of course, the museum?
Well, again, you can visit the website at www.ferris.edu/Jim Crow, or you could just Google Jim Crow.
You bet. Thanks. We'll see you Tuesday night.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're quite welcome, Dr. Okay. David Pilgrim, yep, here in Rockford, Michigan, and, of course, doing his time at Fair State University, and great that he brings us the Jim Crow Museum. Again, Social Science Department presenting the Race and Ethnicity Conference running through Wednesday. We did a highlight, of course, on Dr. Marie Price yesterday, speaking with one of the co-chairs, Mike Light, and, of course, in the planning committee. And, of course, you will continue to be educated come Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all day. Sessions, of course, log on, grcc.edu/race conference.